Prologue. Alexei Expedition, Northwest Territory, Canada, 1704. The sound of another exploding tree caused Nikolai Alexei to jump. He heard the men behind him snicker, but he did not care to address them. It was not worth his time, and besides, it was poor leadership to acknowledge such pettiness. His father had explained the odd occurrence to him on a wolf-hunting trip when he was a boy. The frozen tree sap inside the trunks of the pines would expand, causing the bark and wood to explode. He had often lain awake at night, counting the rippling explosions as they worked their way through the wooded area around their cabin. He knew the sound well, but it still took him by surprise when it happened, even now. He grumbled to himself and marched onward through the knee-deep snow. He enjoyed this land. It reminded him of home, of the countless miles of deep black forest, filled with the same animals he used to hunt, the same trees he used to climb, and the same bitter cold he used to long for, with fresh blankets of snow thick enough to halt a horse. He remembered the smells, too, the ripe evergreens and the sheer emptiness of the air. He was more comfortable in the woods than any of his men, with the possible exception of Lev. And yet their laughter frustrated him. It was not a sign of insubordination, as much as it was a sign of their laziness. For 3 months they had made their trek over mountains and across valleys so high and so deep, he had thought they would not make it to the other side with their entire crew intact. They had crossed tundra, plateaus, and wetlands, all without losing a man. Their hunting excursions were always successful, and most nights ended around a large bonfire with a deer roasting on a spit. Breakfast was hot soup, and they snacked on smoked meats throughout the day. Nikolai had to admit that so far it was one of the more successful expeditions he had been on, and he knew God was smiling on them in this new land. But he knew also that it made them weak. It made them soft. They had grown fat and sluggish, covering less ground each day than the day before. Their energy and excitement had been replaced with a restlessness that had turned their stories and poems around the fire into passionless songs. Without glancing back, Nikolai called out behind him, "Doctor?" A short, thin man struggled through the snow, but Nikolai did not slow his pace. "We will stop and make camp when we next find a clearing. The river is to the north and we can fish there for as long as we like." "Split the men into crews of 2 and 3, Nikolai said, "and I will send them out in the morning to chart the area. These Cossacks